It's a Monday. John Conyers has died. The longest-serving member of Congress, John Conyers, dead at the age of 90. He died Sunday, yesterday, at the age of 90. Detroit police confirmed Conyers died earlier this afternoon at his Detroit home. Conyers, known as the Dean of the House, served in Congress for more than five decades. Of course, he resigned in 2017, December, amid lurid allegations of sexual harassment that stunned supporters of the civil rights advocate, to say the least. You know, 50 years after the passage of the Civil Rights Bill, Conyers sponsored legislation to update the act following a U.S. Supreme Court decision that vacated parts of the law. In a statement announcing that legislation, he said, "The first vote of consequence that I took was for the Voting Rights Act." So reflecting it, you know, from Michigan, John Conyers, dead at the age of 90. By the way, it's been my experience. It's been my experience that Halloween is just like bitter cold every year. Some years colder than normal. This year, it's going to be ugly. Ugly cold. Yeah, 15 to 20 degrees below normal. Yeah, significant. The Canadians sending us a little trick-or-treat early. And apparently, it's going to go deep south. It's going to go deep south of cold temperatures into northern Mississippi and Alabama, these cold temperatures, a big plunge south of cold temperatures. That means the trick-or-treaters are going to need to bundle up. Or they're going to be freezing out there. And mom and dad are going to need more Butterfingers to survive the experience. Because, as you know, Butterfinger is not good for children anyway. Neither are Heath bars. Butterfinger and Heath bars need to be confiscated by parents at the first sight because we don't want kids running into trouble with those. So we take control of those. You have to. As a responsible parent, you have to take control of Butterfinger and Heath. Otherwise, they get into, and sometimes Almond Joy. Sometimes Almond Joy, you don't want anybody being contaminated with any of those pieces of candy. So I try to protect my children by making sure they don't have any Butterfinger, Heath, and sometimes Almond Joy in their trick-or-treat sack because, of course, I'm looking out for the kids. And why wouldn't I? By the way, going on, what's the number one costume? Donald Trump. I want to be a witch hunter. Well, what do you think of that? I'm going to be a witch hunter. Yeah, for the witch hunt, you know? I think that's what I'm going to be. Anyhow, every morning when the waves are pounding on the shoreline of Lake Michigan, more and more homes are in trouble over there, if you haven't seen this. The high water levels of Lake Michigan and the relentless pounding waves causing massive erosion. Some houses in deep peril. Some houses certainly are not going to make it. They're going to come off the bluff. The erosion in places like Holland, all of West Michigan, seeing punishment by these waves. Some people are seeing their houses facing the very likely possibility of tumbling over and being consumed. I wonder, and maybe somebody can answer this, and if you can, please go to stevegruber.com, drop me a line. Those of you listening in West Michigan, In Grand Rapids and in Muskegon and along the West Michigan shoreline, they're listening to the program. Let me know. Does insurance cover this sort of thing? Because I don't have any idea. Or is it an act of nature that your house tumbles into the sea and you're not covered? I don't know how this works or where this would line up. So I'm curious, and I'm curious as to how that plays out. So let me know, because it doesn't look like the waves are going to get less. And in fact, big rain over the weekend, again, and that leads to even higher water levels. And of course, if we go into winter and we have a big snowpack, which is what I'm thinking is going to happen. I think we're getting a big snowpack winter, lots of moisture. Now we're seeing these cold temperatures early. This is the kind of early blast that can deliver all sorts of snow. Potentially, you know, snow by Halloween. Every now and then we have a white Thanksgiving. Not often, but every now and then we've had white Thanksgiving. A couple times in the last handful of years, we've had a white Thanksgiving and a white Christmas. Now, in southern Michigan, where I live, white Christmas is about every other year. Every other year you have a white Christmas on average. So when you see temperatures plunge like this, it makes me think, man, we could be in for it this year. We could really get punished this time around. But I guess we'll keep an eye on it. But keep in mind, if you're going to trick or treat, bundle the kids up because it's going to be very cold and there could be some wind to go with it. And this is typical Halloween weather. I mean, every year in Michigan, in southern Michigan, about the time the colors really look great, like they did this weekend, just looks great, and most of the trees are still holding color, then comes a big cold rain event. A big cold rain event with a lot of wind, and all the trees are stripped, and so the color just vanishes, and that's kind of what happened. What'd we get, an inch of rain out of that big soaker for southern Michigan? A lot of rain came in, pounding. But here's what I'm getting at. For the people that live on Lake Michigan that are having the erosion issues, by the time we get to spring and the spring rains, the lakes could be at even higher all-time records since they've been keeping records of water levels. And that'll mean more erosion and more trouble. It's not going anywhere. You know, Frankfort, Muskegon, Holland, all of these places, you're going to get pounded on with erosion and big waves and big water. I mean, when the waves are exceeding 10 feet, as they did a few days ago on Lake Michigan, I mean, that chews up sand fast. So keep it in mind. But I do want to hear from somebody. Somebody tell me, is this covered by insurance or not? Go to stevegruber.com. Anything you want to talk about is always in play. But in this case, I want to know, West Michigan, tell me. Those of you listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids, tell me, is this covered by insurance or is it not? I'm curious to know. It is Monday, the 28th of October. Some final thoughts as we head towards the finish line right after this.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.